Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHIS. Mount Marty from Yankton, South Dakota, in time to take on Hastings today in a women's men's basketball doubleheader. Women's game up first. It's been a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter, and coach cruising along at 12-2, 4-2 in the conference. Won a non-conference game the other night against St. Mary's in Omaha. An exciting basketball game.
Yeah, it was definitely right down to the wire, and it was not an easy game. Like we talked about after the game the other night, Mike, it was a game that we did not control the tempo. We kind of had to just go along with the tempo that they were playing at. They're a tough team, and they have a lot of great offensive weapons, and we were able to squeeze one out there at the end. I thought our kids did a great job of competing, and we had a lot of young kids step up. I thought Chanel Farmer played a great game again. So it was a good win on the road, but now we're right back at the GPAC season.
So anyway, you found ways to win. Didn't shoot the ball real well. I think 40% from the field and in the 20s for three-point shooting. Didn't shoot the ball well, but found ways to win that ball game.
Yeah, I think our advantage was on the offensive boards. We out-rebounded them by 12 or 13, I think, on just the offensive boards. So our kids crashed and gave us some second chance opportunities that we were able to capitalize on, and actually ended up winning the game with a second chance opportunity, a put back by Cammie Bruckman. So that was probably the difference in the game. Our team has overall done a nice job on the offensive boards throughout the season, and that's something that we'll continue to stress and emphasize here over the next games, even today and going forward.
It's back to the GPAC here today, the final game before the Christmas break. It's always an edgy game for coaches to see how your team is going to react. Do they have their minds in this game, or do they have their minds on maybe mom's cooking at home?
Yeah, it's one of those games that we've had a few days off, and we're the only ones around here. And at the same time, it's a great time for our kids to really lock in on basketball and what we're trying to do here and getting better and things like that. But definitely one of those games that you want to go play well before you have a few day break here. So I think our kids have done a good job of focusing and getting their minds right about playing a game today and then taking the break after we're done.
We can't afford to drop one at home in a game that probably you're going to be favored in today to stay in contention for the GPAC when we come back in January.
Well, all the home games are really important in the GPAC. You don't want to drop any of them. And we've been playing fairly well. So we want to play well today, and it's a good one to get. And like I said, you don't want to drop any of the ones at home and especially right before the break. So definitely Mount Marty's a good team. I think they're better than their record shows, and we'll be challenged today, especially defensively.
You'll play this one today, and then you'll take a lot of time off. You'll play again at the end of the month against Southwestern College of Kansas before we get back to the GPAC action after the first of the year. Is this break coming at a good time for your basketball team?
Yeah, it does. I mean, we have some kids that need to heal up a little bit. We've got a kid that has mono, and we've played half of our schedule already. We've played 15 games after our game on the 30th. So, we can take some time here and try to regroup and get healthy and be ready for the next half of the season.
The other side of the coin, you guys are playing well, and hopefully you can pick up the steam again after the first of the year.
Yeah, that's something that you don't ever want to see with your team is to see them become content or okay with where we're at or the wins that we've been able to get here over the last few weeks. So that's something that we've talked about as a group, is just staying hungry and just staying locked in on preparing for the next game and making sure we're ready to go day in and day out, because the team that we face doesn't really care what we've done. It's a new day, and we've got to go out and play well and improve ourselves again.
Jimmy Van Kirk is a girl you're talking about that has got mono, and that's a big cog out of our wheel today that we will not have.
Yeah, we're expecting not to play her. She's going to suit up, but she played played on Tuesday, and we've got to get her some rest here in order to see if we can get her back in a shorter amount of time. So, you know, she's been a huge part of what we've been able to do, and scoring wise especially. And so we're going to have some people step up today and step into that role and be able to find ways to score. Just the leadership and those things. And I think we have a great group of seniors that I think, has been playing really well. So, we'll look to them today to provide those things that our team needs.
Will we absorb her position now?
Well, you know, I think Chanel Farmer's been playing really, really well, and we've had several of our guards who just haven't had very many minutes because Jamie has been playing so well. But Hallie Samuelson and Chelsea Morton and Chanel Farmer and Autumn Zenon are the kids that are going to have to really step up and fill that spot.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Mount Marty as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here we go.
Pepsi. Live for now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter. It's Mount Marty and Hastings here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Like I said, Mount Marty doesn't have a flashy record. 6 wins, 7 losses on the season. They're 0-6 in the conference. What have you seen out of this team?
Well, they really play in transition. They've got some quick guards that like to, you know, run and catch and shoot threes in transition. And so you've got to find them, and you got to make sure you cover up the 3-point line and know who you're guarding. But they also have a couple other forwards who can shoot the three. They play, they run the dribble drive offense. And so they're trying to get in the gaps and draw fouls and get to the line and shoot free throws. And they're one of the best free throw shooting teams in the country. So, it comes down to guarding without fouling them and making them make tough shots and being able to control the transition game. Those are all things that we're going to be challenged with today.
Take a look at the national statistics. You also find Mount Marty at the top in three-point shooting. You mentioned how dangerous they are. They're amongst the best.
Yeah, you've got to be able to guard the three-point line. They've got three or four phenomenal three-point shooters, and then they have others that will knock them down if you leave them open. So it's one of those games where you got to guard well as a team, but you also have to guard well individually, one-on-one. Those dual-threat kids that can drive it and shoot it, they're difficult to guard, and their whole offense is built around being able to knock down threes and get to the rim and draw fouls. So it's going to be a challenge.
A team is 0-6 in the conference. They're looking for their first conference victory. It's always kind of scary, like a team like yourself.
Yeah, and they're hungry. You know, they're hungry to get a win, and we've got to be ready to go. And we've been talking about that. You know, a team that hasn't been able to pick one up yet. They really play free and loose because they're just out there trying to outwork you and beat you. So, we've got to be on our toes, and I think our kids are aware of that, hopefully we perform well today.
They've had several key injuries even before the season started. They lost one of their key players. They've had some injuries throughout the year. What has been their downfall, as you have seen it, their deficiencies on this team?
Well, I think, going into this season, I expected them to be a really, really good team. They were solid last year, and they brought in some good freshmen, and they had a nice core coming back, and I expected them to be in the top five in the conference. They lost their best player probably in their point guard before the season with an ACL injury. And then they've just had some injuries happen over the last several weeks. One of their forwards, big guards, broke her hand, and another kid tore her ACL, one of their backup post players, and they've had some flu issues. And so they've had a lot of injury and a lot of adversity. And, you know, probably their biggest downfall right now is experience. You know, they're trying to play in the GPAC with a lot of freshmen. And, you know, as well as I do that, you know, the GPAC is full of seasoned players, great players. And so that's been a challenge for them. And the inside game for them today is, you know, I think that's an area that we should have an advantage if we can get the ball in there. We're going to have an inside-outside attack, and we're going to have to knock down some shots and get stops for sure, but we're also going to need to be able to score in the paint.
Well, just more concerned about yourself and developing your basketball team today and keeping the momentum going here today than maybe what Mount Marty is or isn't doing today.
Right. We need to, you know, this is a good opportunity for us if you know, Jamie doesn't play. Which, again, we're not expecting her to play today, for our young kids to step up. And, you know, as you go throughout a season, the more players you need to be able to step into roles and to play well when someone else isn't or isn't having a great game or whatever. And so it's an opportunity for us to grow as a team and to grow in leadership today.
Great talk to you.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Mount Marty today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And hi again, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS. At the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena today as the Broncos get set to take on the Lancers out of Mount Marty. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you this afternoon. Hastings College coming in. A record of 12 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are 4-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coming off of their win the other night in Omaha against the College of St. Mary's by the score of 72-71. Meanwhile, Mount Marty, a team that comes in here from Yankton, South Dakota, they are 6-7 on the season. They are 0-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings College playing their final game before their Christmas break, and then Hastings will get back at it on December the 30th with a ball game against Southwestern College out of Kansas, another nationally ranked team before we get back into the conference season after the first of the year. So a very important ball game here for Hastings to try to keep pace with the conference leaders in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, the Red Raiders out of Northwestern. As we take a look at Mount Marty, this is a team that has struggled in the conference so far, still looking for their first win. They've lost to Midland 61-47. They have lost to Dort 68-59. They lost to 16 by Northwestern 87-71. Also dropping a 5-point decision to Doan 75-70. They lost to Morningside 79-51. And they lost to Concordia by a score of 109-86. They're coming off of a couple of wins, non-conference wins over AIB, the College of Business out of Des Moines, and also Clark of Iowa, winning by scores of 69-54 and 89-58. So actually, Mount Marty coming in on a 2-game winning streak. Hastings College has won their last 6 games in a row. In fact, the last loss that Hastings suffered was back on November the 23rd when they dropped a 76-49 decision to Morningside. Hastings again beating St. Mary's on Tuesday night this week, 72-71 on a put-back missed three-pointer by Cammie Bruckman. With 2 seconds to play, enabled Hastings to squeak out that win. A week ago, Hastings on the road up at Sioux Center, Iowa, and beat Dort by a score of 88-67. I guess the big news coming out of the Hastings College camp this week is Jamie Van Kirk has come down with mononucleosis, and she will not play in the ball game today. Van Kirk is the fifth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 17.1 points per ball game. She'll be used today only in case the Broncos get in trouble, kind of like an emergency player here today. So she will not play, and hopefully we can get her some rest over the Christmas holiday break and get back at it on December 30th when Hastings may need her in a ball game against the Southwestern College out of Kansas. So get to the starting lineups here. First of all, for Mount Marty, Cassidy Gephardt is a 5'6" sophomore out of Elkton, South Dakota. Gephardt is averaging 6 points and 3 rebounds per game. Logan Wagner is a 5'7" freshman out of Parkston, South Dakota. Wagner is averaging 10 points and 2 rebounds per game. Kieran O'Malley is a 5'8" freshman from Centerville, South Dakota. She is averaging 12.6 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Raquel Sutera is a 6-foot sophomore out of Taber, South Dakota. Sutera averaging 11 points and 6 rebounds per game. Allison DeCam is the other starter, 6'1", a senior from Castlewood, South Dakota. DeCam is averaging 6 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Hastings will go with Chanel Farmer, 5'7", a freshman from Hastings St. Cecilia. Cammy Breckman, a 5'9" senior from Silver Lake. Abby Jackson, 5'6", a junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", a senior out of Cambridge. And Laurel Zwiener, 6'4", and a senior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Your starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So in the absence of Jamie Van Kirk, we're going to see Chanel Farmer getting a start here for Hastings College here today. In fact, a couple of former St. Cecilia Hawkins in the starting lineup with Abby Jackson and also Chanel Farmer in the starting lineup here today for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Hastings dressed in their home whites, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Mount Marty will be dressed in their blues, trimmed and lettered in the gold and the white. And Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left. And Abby Jackson has got the ball for the first time here this afternoon. Brunkman on the wing, dribbles inside the paint, stops there, puts up a shot right in front of the basket. That one rims off, no good. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Sutera has got the rebound for the Lancers, gets it away to Gephardt. She dribbles it down the left side of the lane, stops there, puts up a shot over Farmer. It's no good, but Farmer picks up the personal foul. So now Farmer picks up her first team foul on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line here for the Lancers out of Mount Marty will be Cassidy Gephardt. She's a 58% foul shooter in the season. She's nailed 27 out of 46 free throws. And the first one is up there, it's good. Mount Marty's got the lead. Mount Marty hitting 66% of their free throw tosses as a team. They are number 5 in the conference in field goal percentage at 42%, and they are number 2 in three-point shooting at 36%. The second shot by Gephardt is up and in. The Lancers have a 2-0 lead here over Hastings College early in the ball game. Hastings has got the ball. Here's Bruckman, top of the key. Now to Farmer on the wing. Bruckman again at the top of the circle. Dribbles it to the elbow. Gives it away now to Abby Jackson inside to Zwiener. A shot no good. Zwiener gets the rebound. Puts it up there. A shot it won't go. And the rebound is loose. It's picked up on the baseline. Here's Gephardt coming back the other way for Mount Marty. One on one. Gephardt takes it to the hole. A shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson of Hastings College. Jackson gives it away now. They hustle into the forecourt. Jackson comes across the top to Farmer. Chanel looking. Goes to the free throw line. Adds Zwiener over on the wing on the right side to Frankie Peterson. He drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's good. Frankie Peterson scores. Hastings comes back to tie it up at 2 points apiece. We're a minute and 9 seconds into the ball game, and now we've got a shot clock problem here. And we'll get that situated here as Mount Marty will play things in here in backcourt. 18 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the first half. It's a 2-2 ball game. Gephardt with a couple of free throws, and Hastings getting the field goal from Frankie Peterson. So 2-2 is the score. Here comes Mount Marty back the other way. It's O'Malley with the ball. O'Malley down the near sideline, picked up by Bruckman. Kieran O'Malley has got it. Comes out to Gephardt out here in three-point territory, picked up by Jackson. She drives the ball. Gephardt in the lane, trying to spin, gets the ball away, driving for the hole. A shot is up there. It's no good by Wagner. The rebound comes down to Zwiener. Out of the pass to the right sideline. It goes to Abby Jackson. Here come the Broncos. Abby Jackson with the ball. Back out to Chanel, top of the key. Chanel dribbles once, comes across the top to Jackson, down in the corner, now to Peterson. Peterson holds it, now Chanel for three. Farmer's three-pointer is up there, it's going to be no good. Rebound is loose, it comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds here, right in front of the Lancers bench. And last to touch it was Sutera for Mount Marty. So it's going to be Hastings playing things in right in front of the Lancers bench. 18-13 remaining here in the first half. Mount Marty 2, Hastings College 2, women's college basketball here today. Got the men's game coming up at 4 this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS.
Peterson fakes the three, now drives it to the hole, and she's fouled away in. Frankie Peterson faked it on the right wing, then put it on the floor and drove it to the hole, and she draws a personal foul in Raquel Sutera. That's going to be the first foul in Sutera, team foul number one on the Lancers. Non-shooting situation, so Hastings will play it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Jackson leaves out here on the left wing. A shot there by Breckman is up and in, a three-pointer. Cammie Breckman scores from the left wing. She's got 3 points in the ball game. That's her first field goal. Hastings out on top now. They score 5-2. Here's a Cassidy Gephardt with the ball. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. Gephardt picked up by Jackson. Gephardt moves it to the left side. Now drives it down the left side of the lane. Forces up a shot. She draws the personal foul on Peterson. Frankie Peterson picks up the first foul of the ball game. That's going to be team foul number two on the Broncos. And that sends Mount Marty back to the free throw line. Gary kind of talked about this in the pregame show. Mount Marty likes to drive the ball to the hole, and they get to the free throw line a bunch. Gephardt will go there for the second time today. She nails her third free throw. It's now a 5-3 ball game. Hastings out on top as Cassidy Gephardt will go back to the line for one more shot. It's up there, and the shot is good. She is 4-for-4 from the free throw line. She's scored all the points so far for the Lancers. It's now a 5-4 ball game. Hastings College with a lead. As Jackson brings it back and hands it away to Chanel Farmer out here in 3 points territory. Chanel drives it down the left side of the lane, stops, reverses the ball, gets it to Bruckman, now to Jackson on the right wing. Cross-court pass comes over here to Chanel Farmer. Farmer bounce pass inside goes to Bruckman, puts it up there left-handed and scores. Cammie Bruckman scores for Hastings. She's got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos go out on top now by 3-7-4. Earlier in the contest with 17:20 to play here in this one. Here's Cassidy Gephardt with the ball now for the Lancers. Comes over here to Wagner. Wagner spins at the top of the key, drives it down the left side of the lane. Her pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Zwiener. First turnover on Mount Marty. Zwiener gets the ball ahead now to Jackson. Jackson kicks it out to Peterson for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battling for the rebound. Farmer comes down with it. Puts it up. Her shot no good. Rebound Farmer. Follow shot no good. Rebound hits the ground. And it's finally going to be picked up here by Logan Wagner. Wagner has got the ball now for Mount Marty here in backcourt. Comes over here to Gephardt. So Hastings, three shots at the hole there and could not convert in that last possession. Broncos have a three-point lead. 7-4 is the score. There's a feed inside. A shot in the lane from 10 feet away is going to be no good by DeCam. Rebound comes down to Mount Marty and a three-pointer put up there by Wagner. It's up and in. Logan Wagner knocks down a tray, and the Lancers have come back to tie the score at 7 points apiece with 16.5 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Farmer goes inside to Zwiener, spins it toward the baseline, puts up a little seven-footer. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to the Lancers of Mount Marty. That's Allison DeCam with a rebound as she hands it away to Gephardt here in backcourt. Gephardt brings it up against Jackson, gets it into the offensive zone. Now top of the key to Sutera. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener of Hastings. Off to Jackson. Gets it ahead now to Peterson. Drives the ball to the hole. Shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound is loose. Battled for on the baseline. It's picked up here by the Lancers. Sutera has got it. Now we've got another whistle here. And we have got, I think, some more clock problems here. Hastings is going to send in a substitute while they got a chance here. It's going to be Williamson coming to the ball game. Sierra Williamson coming in for Laurel Zwiener. So we got 15:54 to play here in the first half. We're tied up at 7 points apiece, and now the Lancers can pull ahead here with a field goal. Gephardt has got it. Waist-high dribble as she brings it across the midcourt stripe there against Jackson. Gephardt dribbles to the top of the key against Abby. Gephardt still with it. Now picks up the dribble and sends it inside. That's DeCam with the ball. DeCam moves it down the right side of the lane. We got a personal foul called here. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson. Williamson picks up her first foul. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so it's going to be Mount Marty playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Wagner lobbed the ball out here to DeCam. Back out in 3 points territory. O'Malley, her shot's partially deflected by Bruckman, and now we got a foul called in the rebound. It's going to go on Peterson. Frankie Peterson picks up her second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on the Broncos. Into the ball game now is going to be Danae Veldkamp. Veldkamp comes in for the Lancers now. She is a 5'7" freshman of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Alex Edwards. Edwards, a 5'10" freshman out of Crete. She replaces Frankie Peterson, who has picked up two personal fouls here in the first 4.5 minutes of the ball game. Here's DeCam with the ball. She gets loose and drives it to the hole. Her shot no good. Tip try no good. Ball comes to the near corner. It's saved by Mount Marty. It's picked up here by Wagner. Wagner's got the ball at the free throw line. Now throws up a shot from three. Her shot good. Wagner from 3-point territory nails her second 3-pointer, and the Lancers are out on top. 10-7 now over Hastings College. Broncos having a tough time finding the range here in the last couple of possessions. Here's Jackson with the ball over to Chanel Farmer. Free throw line extended right side. Farmer goes top of the key to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman dribbling with it. Trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Sends it back over to Farmer. Now to Jackson. Jackson takes it underneath the hole. Bounce pass out to Chanel. Left side of the lane. Now to Alex Edwards. To Chanel Farmer. Down in the corner. The ball's tipped out of bounds. Getting her hands on it there for Mount Marty was Cheyenne Lambley. Hastings with just 3 seconds left in the shot clock now. Here comes Kelly Wickler into the ball game. And also Kelsey Schmidt coming into the contest as well for Mount Marty. Hastings will play things in with 3 seconds in the shot clock. They get it to Bruckman. She throws up a shot. It's going to be off of the iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. It finally comes out here to the Lancers. Picking up the loose ball there is going to be Kelsey Schmidt. And she runs her back the other way for Mount Marty. Hands it away now to Wagner out here in three-point territory. Spins to the free throw line against Bruckman. Still can't put up a shot. Now holding on to it is going to be Wagner. We got a personal foul called, and Bruckman trying to swat the ball away. Cammie Bruckman picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings already. Broncos with 5 team fouls. Lancers have 1. Mount Marty will play things in. Out here near the 10-second line is Veldkamp now. Veldkamp gets it to Wagner at the top of the key. Back down in the corner to Veldkamp. She dribbles the ball into the paint. Throws it down in the corner on the left side. They work it back around the horn. Top of the key is Veldkamp. Now on the wing is Wagner. Wagner looking to penetrate against Farmer. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Goes up for the shot. And Farmer knocks it out of her hands. Out of bounds. So 11 seconds left in the shot clock. Mount Marty will play things in. Lancers have a 3-point lead over 16th-ranked Hastings here in the first half. It's 10-7. 14-10 remaining. There's the inbounds pass deflected by Edwards. Picked it up by Wagner. Throws up a 15-footer and hits it. She has hit the last 3 shots here for Mount Marty. She's now got 8 points in the ballgame. And Kerry Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls a timeout with 14:05 remaining here in the first half. The Lancers have the lead. It's Mount Marty 12, Hastings College 7.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 14:05 remaining here in the first half. The Lancers of Mount Marty with a lead over Hastings. 12-7 is the score. Hastings has got the ball following their timeout. Jackson sends it over on the wing on the left side to Bruckman. Throws up a 3 and hits it. Cammie Bruckman knocks down a 3-pointer. Bruckman now with 8 points in the ball game for Hastings. Logan Wagner, she has got 8 points for Mount Marty. Lancers come back with the ball here. Here's Veldkamp. Her pass to the right wing is going to be intercepted. Second turnover on Mount Marty. Jackson with the interception. Jackson sends over to Bruckman. She drives into the hole and draws a personal foul. So Cammie Bruckman is fouled into play here at the 13:37 mark. The officials making the call, coming over here to the near sideline. The foul is going to go on, looks like, Cheyenne Lambley. That's going to be her first team foul number 2 on Mount Marty. So Bruckman goes to the free throw line, a 72% foul shooter in the season. Bruckman puts it up there, and the shot is good. Cammie now with 9 points in the ball game. She had 20 the other night against the College of St. Mary's. She's the one that grabbed the offensive 3-point miss from Abby Jackson in the final seconds, grabbed the missed shot and put it down through the hole and gave Hastings a 72-71 victory over the College of St. Mary's. Second one is up to his good. Bruckman already in double figures with 10. Hastings College has scored the last 5 points. We've tied the score now at 12-12 with 13 minutes and 36 seconds to play. Hastings now applying some pressure here in backcourt. Here's a Gephardt, gets into the offensive zone, gets it away to Wagner, works against Autumn Zenon, who's into the ball game now. Free throw line jumpers, but up there is going to be short, and the rebound comes down to Edwards. Alex Edwards with the ball now for Hastings College. Left-handed dribble across the timeline, stops, gets the ball away to Autumn Zenon. Zenon comes over here to Bruckman, inside down to Williamson, puts it up there right-handed and scores. Sierra Williamson scoring. She gets her first field goal of the ball game. It's now a 14-12 contest. Hastings out on top by 2 points. Here comes Mount Marty. Back the other direction now with the basketball is going to be Gephardt. She slides it toward the hole, goes up for the shot. She draws a personal foul. Personal foul here is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Jackson. Abby picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 in the Broncos. And that's going to send Gephardt back to the free throw line. It's the third time today she's been there. 4 for 4 from the stripe so far for Cassidy Gephardt. This one is up there. It's in. She's now 5 for 5. She's hitting 58% for the season, but she's knocked down her first 5 here this afternoon. So I have another opportunity as she was fouled in the active shooting. 14-13, Hastings College now with a one-point lead. Here comes Gephardt's next free throw. It's up there. It's going to be good. So Gephardt hits a pair. She's perfect on the afternoon, and Mount Marty is hanging right with Hastings going toe-to-toe here. Lancers 0-6 so far in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Gabby Bruckman with the ball inside the free throw circle. Bruckman backs up, now wheels, left side of the lane, her shot is up and in. Gabby Bruckman has been a one-man wrecking crew here. She's got 12 points. She's got 12 out of the 16 for Hastings. 16-14 to score now. Broncos out on top. Here's Gephardt again trying to drive it down the left side of the lane. Stops down there on the baseline. Gets it out here to Veldkamp. She spins to the free throw line. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Her shot over Zenon. Hits the side of the glass. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson gets the ball ahead now to Alex Edwards. Back out to Abby. Three-pointer from the top of the key. It's off of the left side. No good. Battle for the rebound is brought down here by the Lancers. Now Barney has got the ball. The rebound there by O'Malley. She gets it ahead now. Lancers come back on the break. Outside is going to be Gephardt. Picked up by Jackson. Gephardt drives the ball against Jackson. Spins in a lane. Puts it out there. The shot is going to be around the rim and down. Bounces on the back iron a couple of times. Gephardt gets the field goal. She's now got 8 points in the ball game, and Mount Marty is tied to score again. We're at 16 points apiece now with 11:50 to play in the first half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Abby Jackson with the ball for Hastings. Sends it inside to Williamson. Goes up for the shot. She's fouled in the play. Getting clobbered in there by Kelly Winkler out of Mount Marty. That's going to be Kelly's first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the Lancers. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Sierra Williamson. Williamson with a field goal already today. She's a 59% foul shooter in the season. She is 16 out of 27. Her shot is up there. That one spins off of there. No good. She'll get another one. Sierra Williamson at the free throw line here for Hastings, a 6-foot junior out of Broomfield, Colorado. Sierra will have another free throw here to try and give Hastings the lead. The shot is good. Hastings now leads 17-16. Here comes Mount Marty back with the basketball as Hastings applies a little press here in backcourt with Jackson. Bringing the ball up the near sideline is Gephardt. She slides behind a screen and takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Gephardt uses a screen setup out here on the wing on the right side and drives it all the way to the hole. And it's now an 18-17 ball game. Here's Bruckman back for three. Her shot is no good. Rebound comes down to O'Malley. Leads a 3-on-2 break back the other way. O'Malley drives it down to the baseline underneath the hole. Reverse layup is up there. That one won't go. Rebound comes down to Bruckman of Hastings. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. That's Jackson with the ball. Abby Jackson into the forecourt. Top of the key down to Bruckman. Drives the ball to the basket. Puts up a left-handed layup. Her shot good. Gabby Bruckman now with 14 points in the ball game. Hastings College reclaims the lead now at 19-18. 10:56 to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Mount Marty back with the basketball in their offensive zone. Gephardt has got it. Slides between a couple of defenders. Forces up a shot. A whistle. And a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Hastings College. It looks like Abby Jackson picks up the foul. That's going to be her second. Abby Jackson picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 7 called on the Broncos. Gary Hofstetter again pleading her case here. The officials on the near sideline. The Broncos with 17 fouls here in the first half. The Lancers with 3. That's going to send Gephardt back to the free throw line. Cassidy Gephardt's shot is up there. It's good. 7 for 7 from the free throw line for Cassidy Gephardt. She's got 11 points in the ball game here for the Lancers. Gephardt, a 5'6" sophomore from Efton, South Dakota. Next shot is up there. It is good. And Mount Marty reclaims the lead here at 20-19. They've already shot 8 free throws here in the first 9.5 minutes of this ball game. Here's Adam Zenon with the ball. Zenon from just to the left of the circle. A shot's way off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to DeCam. Allison DeCam gets the board. Gets it away now to Gephardt. Gets the ball ahead to O'Malley. Sends it inside. That's going to be Sutera. Back outside. A three-pointer by Gephardt. Is off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Holly Samuelson. Is into the ball game now for Hastings. Samuelson gets the ball now to Jackson. Top of the key. Over to Breckman on the wing. Lobs it inside. The Laurel Zwiener is back in the ball game. Underneath the hole, here's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Zenon as that one rattles off of the front iron. And the rebound comes down to Satura for the Mount Marty Lancers to DeCam. Now a traveling violation. DeCam trying to get it quickly over to O'Malley, who is positioned down in the right corner for a three-pointer, but she's calling for the traveling violation. 3 turnovers on Mount Marty. Hastings College is trailing here in the ball game by 1. With 10:01 to play in the first half. It's 20-19. The Lancers have the lead. Here comes Jackson with the ball. Bounce pass comes over to Breckman, who's had the hot hand. Gammy drives the ball, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Breckman. Breckman driving to the hole. She kind of shoves off as she was driving there, and she picks up her second personal foul. Two fouls now on Breckman. We've got two fouls on Abby Jackson. We've got two fouls on Frankie Peterson, and a foul on Sierra Williamson so far here in this first half. Now Marty will play things in. Second turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Broncos are trailing by one. It is 20-19. Lancers have the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Sutera. Hands it away to a Gephardt. Gephardt trying to drive the ball against Bruckman. Stomps at the elbow. Bounce pass down low. Here's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Wagner. The rebound comes down to Hastings. That is Sierra. It's Laurel Zwiener in there now. Gets the rebound. Gets it ahead. Here's Jackson for three. Her shot good. Abby Jackson scores on a three-pointer for the Broncos. That's her first field goal. Hastings reclaims the lead now 22-20 in a three-pointer by Abby Jackson. 9:19 to play here in the first half. Coming back with the ball is going to be Gephardt. She works against Chanel Farmer, who's back into the ball game now to Wagner. We got contact made out here. And he, looks like a personal foul, an offensive foul. Trying to set a screen out there was Allison DeCam, and she gets hit with a personal foul. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number four on the Mount Marty. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Holly Samuelson will get things in to Autumn Zenon. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. As they come over here to Bruckman, top of the key, that's Zwiener. She takes a three-pointer. Shots off the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Mount Marty. O'Malley has got the rebound. Gets the ball ahead to Wagner. Wagner on the dribble down here in the corner. Picked up by Bruckman. Now she's double-teamed. She hands the ball away again. That's going to be Sutera with the ball. She's got it. She dribbles it down the lane, kicks it down on the short baseline right side. A jumper is put up there by DeCam. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sutera in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. Raquel Sutera scoring there from Mount Marty. And we are tied up at 22 points apiece here in the first half at the Osborne Sports Complex. And now we got another offensive foul out here. This one is going to be on Autumn Zenon. He's trying to send a screen out here in three-point territory and picks up the personal foul for her efforts. That's going to be her first. Into the ball game now is going to be Cheyenne Lampley. And going out is going to be, looks like Sutera is going to come to the bench. Tied up at 22 points apiece. 8 minutes and 27 seconds to play here in the first half. The Lancers putting together a little fight here against the Broncos here this afternoon. Getting loose is Gephardt. She drives the ball to the hole and scores. Now Carey wants to call a timeout. It's Mount Marty out on top now by 2 points. It's 24-22. We got a timeout here. 8:17 to play in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. Mount Marty 24, Hastings 22.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Lowe back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College maybe suffering through the holiday blahs here. 24-22. Lancers are out on top of Hastings College here this afternoon. Hastings calling the timeout. Let's see what they can do offensively now with Autumn Zenon as she comes into the offensive zone again over to Chanel Farmer. Right side of the lane, down in the corner, Zenon throws up a three. Her shot good. Autumn Zenon nails a three-pointer from the right side down in the corner, and Hastings reclaims the lead. 25-24, Hastings out on top. Back with the ball is going to be Veldkamp now for the Lancers. Gives it away to Wagner. Wagner's pass down in the corner again to Veldkamp. Then Veldkamp with the ball brings it to the high block on the left side. Her pass down in the corner again is going to be tipped away by Farmer. The ball is loose and it's picked up here by Zenon. Four turnovers now in the Lancers. Here comes Autumn Zenon back the other way. Down in the corner to Samuelson. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Zwiener. She loses the ball. It's picked up here by Wagner. Logan Wagner has got the ball here for the Lancers of Mount Marty. They send it over here to Veldkamp, who brings the ball in the offensive zone. Moves it down in the corner to Lampley, and she's going to be called for a foul. Lampley driving the ball to the hole. Well, actually, it's going to go on Veldkamp, who set an illegal screen down there. We've seen that three or four times already today. Veldkamp picks up the foul. It's going to be her first. Team foul number five on the Lancers. Hastings College out on top by a score of 25-24. Autumn Zenon with the ball for the Broncos now. Comes over in the wing on the left side. That's going to be Breckman with the ball. Brings it to the elbow. Dribbles it into the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. The ball is loose. Picked up by Breckman. That is Zenon for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Samuelson. Follow shot. Good. And she's fouling the play. A big offensive rebound there by Holly Samuelson. And she's fouling the play. So go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal foul goes on Kieran O'Malley. That's going to be her first. Team foul number six now in the Lancers. Gephardt back into the ball game now for Mount Marty. Veldkamp will go to the bench. Samuelson to the free throw line. 5 out of 6 so far this season for Holly Samuelson. Her shot is up there is good. So a big three-point play, and that gives Hastings their biggest lead of the ball game now at 28-24. We're in the first half, just under 7 minutes to go here at the Osborne Sports Complex today. Cassidy Gephardt with the ball picked up by Farmer. Gephardt's pass is deflected. Farmer grabs the ball. The fifth turnover on Mount Marty. It's going to be Cammie Breckman now driving for the hole. Her shot is no good, but she's fouling the play. That one rattles off there, and it's going to be Breckman going to the free throw line here for Hastings. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Cassidy Gephardt. That's going to be her first team foul, number 7 on the Lancers. That's going to send Breckman to the free throw line for Hastings. Breckman with 14 so far in the ball game. Her free throw is up there and in. She is now 3 for 3 from the free throw line. So Tara comes back into the ball game. Lampley checks out here for the Lancers. Cammie Breckman will have one more. Hastings now leading by 5 points, 29-24. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to DeCam. Allison DeCam has got the ball for the Lancers. Back the other way to Wagner. Wagner back into the forecourt here. Dribbles the ball to the right side of the lane. Hands away to Gephardt. Gives it back to Wagner. Three-pointer put up from the right side is good. Logan Wagner hitting a three ball there for Mount Marty. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Mount Marty back to within two. 29-27 is the score. Here's Autumn Zenon with it out here in three-point territory. Zenon walks it to the top of the key. Throws over here on the left wing. Breckman jacks up a three. The shot no good. We got a foul call and a rebound. Personal foul and a rebound. It's going to go on the Sutera. That's going to be your second. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Lancers. And going to the free throw line again for the Broncos will be Holly Samuelson. She was there just a few seconds ago and converted on that three-point play. So I have a shot here. First one is up there, and the shot is no good. Won't get the bonus. Misses the front end of the 1-1, so the Broncos maintain a two-point lead. 29-27, Hastings. Gephardt has got the ball from Mount Marty. Now to Wagner behind his screen. Wagner, left side of the lane, jumps back behind the three-point arc, throws up a shot. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson for Hastings. Holly Samuelson gets it ahead. Now to Zenon. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Throws it down in the corner to Farmer and back outside to Breckman. She has to chase the pass down here near the 10-second line. So Breckman will reset the offense. Still plenty of time on the shot clock, 17 seconds. Zenon out of Farmer, top of the key. Inside to Williamson. Back out to Zenon. Her three-pointer put up there and in. Autumn Zenon knocks down her second three-pointer of the ball game. She had been converting on just 17% of her threes so far this year. She's hit two so far here in the first half. And the Broncos are out on top now by 5. It's 32-27. Here's Gephardt with the ball. Gephardt left side of the lane. Drives it now against Farmer. Stops. Comes to the top of the key. That's DeCam with the ball. Back outside the ring to O'Malley. Dribbles between a couple of defenders. Throws it over here on the right side to Sutera. She takes it to the free throw line. Backs up now. Throws up a shot over Samuelson and hits it. Raquel Sutera hitting that one. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 32-29. Hastings with a three-point lead. Zenon with the ball. Now to Farmer. Autumn Zenon for three. Shot is up there. She buries another one. Autumn Zenon with 3 three-pointers here in the first half. She's been the savior. But then we got a timeout, Mount Marty. Autumn Zenon has been hitting only 17% of her three-pointers this year, and she's hit 3 three-pointers here in the first half of play for Hastings College, the senior out of Arlington, Texas. She's got the hot hand now for the Broncos, 4 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with the score, Hastings 35 and Mount Marty 29.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Hastings College with a lead here over the Lancers of Mount Barney. It's been nip and tuck, but tell you what, Adam Zenon has led him up here in the past couple of minutes. He's got 3 three-pointers, and Hastings College is now out to a 6-point lead at 35-29. Mount Barney, a team that's coming in here, averaging about 75 points per ball game in the conference, giving up 69 on the defensive end. Hastings averaging 78 points per ball game. They're giving up 70.5 on the defensive end. Lancers are 0-6 in the conference. Hastings setting at 4-2. Mount Barney has got the ball now. Following their timeout, here's Sutera driving the ball down the left side of the lane all the way to the basket, and she scores. Raquel Sutera now with the 3 field goals. She's got 6 points. 35-31. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Zenon with the ball. High right side is going to be Breckman now. She holds the ball out to Zenon in between the circles. Zenon sends it back over to Farmer. 3-pointer put up there. It's going to be off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Sutera. So 35-31. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Sutera gets it away to Gephardt. Gephardt trying to drive it against Farmer and can't do it. Goes over to Sutera now. On the wing left side is going to be Wagner. Wagner throws up a 3-pointer over Farmer and hits it. Logan Wagner knocks down a 3. She has got 14 points here in the first half for Mount Marty, and it's 35-34. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Brockman sends it inside to Williamson. She spins, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And Williamson will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on DeCam. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 9 on Mount Marty. Williamson goes to the free throw line now for Hastings. Williamson has got 3 points in the ball game. She has 1 out of 2 from the free throw line today. Her shot is up there and in. She'll get one more. Coming into the ball game now is Kelly Winkler for the Lancers, and going out will be Allison DeCam. Sierra Williamson goes back to the free throw line now with 3 minutes and 50 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Williamson now with 5 points in the ball game. She's going to check out now, and coming into the ball game is going to be Zwiener. No, Williamson's going to stay in there. Alex Edwards is going to come to the bench, so Hastings will go with both Williamson and also Laurel Zwiener in the ball game now. They go with a little taller lineup here against the Lancers of Mount Marty. Here's O'Malley with the ball. O'Malley, top of the key now to Sutera. Over to Wagner. There's a pass down low. O'Malley grabs it. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Out of the pass goes to the far sideline. Autumn Zenon has got the ball. Zenon inside the free throw circle. Puts it up there. She hits another one. Autumn Zenon with 11 points in the ball game. She had 13 earlier this year against Northwestern, but she's got 11 so far here in the first half. Here's Gephardt driving, kicks it right side. O'Malley, 3-pointer, no good. Rebound loose on the baseline, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be last touch by Hastings. They initially signaled Broncos way, but then they changed their mind. They're going to keep it right here as the Lancers will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. Kelsey Schmidt back into the ball game now for Mount Marty. 3 minutes and 14 seconds to play here in the first half. They'll play things into Wagner. Her shot is up there. It's an air ball. It nearly goes out of bounds. Schmidt grabs it, sends it down in the corner to a Winkler now. Winkler takes the ball in the paint, having problems with it. Picks it back up, goes out to Wagner for 3. Her shot no good. Offensive rebound. Follow shot's no good by Sutera. Partially deflected, and the ball is brought down here by Breckman. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Under 3 minutes to go. 39-34. Broncos had the advantage here. Autumn Zenon brings her up slowly for the Broncos as she walks it across the 10-second line. Here's Autumn Zenon, moves it to the left side of the floor, hands it away to Bruckman, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's too long. Rebound on the weak side there, picked up by Sutera. Raquel Sutera gets it away now to Gephardt, runs her back the other way. Gephardt drives it all the way to the hole, and she can be fouled in the play as she goes up for the shot. Zenon all over her. She takes it to the hole. She picks up the personal foul. Second foul on Autumn Zenon, going to the free throw line for Mount Marty. It's going to be Cassidy Gephardt. He's got 14 points in the ball game. Wagner has got 14. 39-34. Mount Marty has got a 5-point deficit here. Gephardt will try to slice into it right here, and she hits her 9th free throw. She is now 9 out of 9 from the free throw line. Chelsea Morton comes into the ball game now. Zenon will check out. So Morton into the ball game. Here's the next shot. It's going to be no good, so she misses on her 10th attempt. She went 9 out of 10 from the free throw line here in the first half. 39-35. Hastings with the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer. Now to Williamson. To Farmer again. Chanel brings it out here into 3-point territory. Farmer sends it over on the wing on the right side to Breckman. Entry pass down low. There's a shot by Zwiener. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sutera of Mount Marty. They get it ahead now to Wagner. Bounce pass goes on a little block on the left side to Winkler. She spins in the lane and a traveling violation. Winkler trying to work against a much taller Laurel Zwiener inside there and got buggy eyes. We got a traveling violation called. Mount Marty's sixth turnover of this first half. Hastings College with a four-point lead and the basketball with 2 minutes to play. Chelsea Morton goes over to Farmer. Now to Morton again. Brings it back to Chanel on the wing. Entry pass to get it inside to Zwiener. Down in the corner to Farmer for three. Shot good. The former St. Cecilia Hawkette, Chanel Farmer, cans a three-pointer from the deep right corner. Hastings College now leading by a score of 42-35 late in the first half here. Here's Sutera with the ball. Gets it away to Schmidt. Schmidt gives it up now in 3 points territory. Wagner, she's going to drive the ball into the hole, and we got a foul called. She's going to go on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her first. So Morton picks up her first personal foul. And that's going to send Mount Marty to the free throw line. It's going to be Logan Wagner going to the line now. For Mount Marty, she's got 14 points in the ball game, all from the field as she hits her first free throw today. She's a 70% foul shooter in the season. She has 7 out of 10. 42-36, Hastings College out on top of Mount Marty this afternoon. Second shot is up there and in. 42-37, Hastings with a 5-point lead. 90 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. There's Chelsea Morton over to Cammy Bruckman. Now to Morton, top of the key to Farmer on the wing. To Morton again, top of the key to the free throw line. Zwiener throws it to the right sideline. Farmer for three. She buries another one. Back-to-back three-pointers there by Chanel Farmer. She's got 6 points. Hastings down with an 8-point lead, 45-37. The Broncos raining three balls here today. Diving down the left side of the lane is Gephardt. She goes underneath the hole. There's a shot up there, partially deflected. Winkler can't convert. The rebound comes down to Farmer of Hastings. So now Farmer comes back the other way for Hastings College behind the screen now. Moves it to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass down to Bruckman. Her little hook shot off the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Sutera. For the Lancers of Mount Marty, Gephardt drives it, misses on the way up. Rebound inside. Winkler shot no good. Rebound Winkler. She's tied up in the play by Farmer. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Mount Marty, so we'll stay around here. Lancers will play things in with 38.9 seconds to play in the first half. Here comes Alex Edwards back into the ballgame now for Hastings, and going out will be Zwiener. 45-37. Hastings College has got the lead here this afternoon over Mount Marty. Down in the corner is going to be Cassidy. Gephardt sends it under the hole. Sutera's shot hits the underside of the glass. I'm going to have a pushing foul called here. It's going to go on Chelsea Morton. Morton picks up a second personal foul. That's going to send Raquel Sutera to the free throw line. So Sutera goes to the free throw line. A 75% foul shooter. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. That's the 13th free throw that Mount Marty is shot here this afternoon. They're 12 out of 13 from the free throw line. Next one is up there. That one misses, and a rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos still have a 7-point lead, 45-38. 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Chelsea Morton has got the ball. Morton comes over here to Bruckman. High left side as she feeds it left side of the lane out of Williamson. Out to Morton, the Farmer. Moves it down in the corner to Alex Edwards, who's got the ball now. Out to Bruckman. She drives it, takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Winkler. Winkler's pass is deflected. Bruckman has got it. Sends over to Farmer. Shot is up there and in. So now Farmer scores on the turnover from Mount Marty here in backcourt. 2 seconds. 1 second. Here's Gephardt. She forces up a shot. I think we're going to have a personal foul called right at the buzzer. Gephardt was driving the ball against Chanel Farmer, and Farmer gets hit with a personal foul. She's kind of forces her body into Chanel's as she was driving the ball down the court here. And right at the free throw line, she kind of forced one up. And Gephardt will go to the free throw line. So Gephardt will go to the free throw line. She is 9 out of 10. So she'll have some free throws here with no time left on the clock. Her free throw is up to her. It's good. She is now 10 out of 11 from the free throw line. She'll get one more. 47-39. Next one is up there. It is good. So she hits a pair of free throws right at the buzzer. So we have reached halftime here today. Kind of a controversial last second call there. But Cassidy Gephardt goes to the free throw line. They can a couple of free throws. Hastings will have a 7-point lead at halftime. Halftime of women's college basketball here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 47, Mount Marty 40. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon. Hastings College with a lead over Mount Barney at the break. The score is 47-40. Halftime show today is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So a tight first half here between Hastings and Mount Marty. Neither team able to break away until late in the first half. The last time we were tied was back at 22-22 with 8 minutes and 27 seconds to play. Hastings eventually got out to a 8-point lead at 45-37. Mount Marty getting a foul there right at the end of the first half. They hit a couple of free throws to pull within 7 points. At 47-40. Had some great performances here in the first half for the Broncos. They've already got two players in double figures. Cammy Bruckman, she has got 15 points in the ball game. Autumn Zenon, she has got 11. The other scorers for Hastings College, you've got Chanel Farmer with 8 points in the ball game. Sierra Williamson has got 5. Holly Samuelson has got 3. Abby Jackson has got 3 points. And Frankie Peterson has got 2. Hastings College hitting 7 out of 10. For the free throw line in the first half. Free throws have kept the Lancers in this thing today. They are 14 out of 16 from the stripe thus far. Cassidy Gephardt and Logan Wagner doing all the damage here for the Lancers. Gephardt, she has got 17 points in the ball game. Logan Wagner, she has got 16. Only one other girl has scored for Mount Barney. That's Raquel Sutera. She has got 7 points in the contest. So Hastings College with a lead here over Mount Barney by a score of 47-40. Most of the other teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference have played during the week, so Hastings College and Mount Barney, really the only women's game being played in the conference today. Last night, a couple of games were played. St. Xavier knocked off Briarcliff down in Florida by the score of 93-72. Concordia knocking off Dakota Wesleyan in the conference last night by a score of 85-66. So in the conference race right now, on the women's side of things, Northwestern still undefeated. They're 7-0 in the conference, 14-0 overall. Concordia is next in line at 7-1 and 12-2. Midland is at 5-2 and 8-6. They've got Hastings and Dakota Wesleyan currently tied for fourth place, 4-2. Hastings 12-2 overall, and Dakota Wesleyan sitting at 10-3. Mount Barney, again, they are winless in the conference. To start the day today, they are tied with Nebraska Wesleyan for last place. So it's 47-40, Hastings College with the lead here at halftime. And our halftime show being brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's at 604 South Burlington. We'll check the shooting numbers in the first half. Mount Barney is connecting on 34% of their field goals. They are 11 out of 32. Hastings College hitting 42%, 16 out of 38. Mount Barney 4 out of 10 on three-pointers for 40%. Hastings 8 out of 16 for 50%. Mount Barney from the free throw line, they are 14 out of 16 for 87%. Hastings 7 out of 10 for 70%. The rebounds right now, Mount Barney has got 28 rebounds, 18 for Hastings. Lancers have 9 offensive rebounds, 19 on defense. Hastings with 4 offensive rebounds and 14 on defense. The turnovers officially, Mount Barney has got 9. Hastings College with 2. No block shots, no steals for Mount Barney in the first half. Hastings with 2 block shots and 5 steals. Hastings College would lead 47-40. The score has been tied seven times, and there's been nine lead changes here in the first half of play. So 47-40, Hastings College with a lead over Mount Marty in women's college basketball here this afternoon. Stick around. Tyson Avronik will join us. He's got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. There's more Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lim. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
When you look at the recipe for a great rivalry, three things come to mind. History.
Nebraska Kearney and Hastings College here tonight.
Kearney and Hastings really dominated the basketball scene in Nebraska for at least 10 to 15 years, without any question.
Proximity.
Hastings College will start off with a man-to-man defense. We are underway. Lopers have the ball for the first time tonight.
But when you go back in time, both schools in the NAIA, very close proximity. The recruiting ground, coaches were everywhere. Any school that you went into, it was Kearney State or it was Hastings College. Which one did you want to go to? Because once you went there, you didn't like the other school.
And a passionate fan base that keeps the fire of the rivalry alive.
Hastings College picking up a big win here tonight over Nebraska Kearney. They go on the road and they beat NCAA Division II Nebraska Kearney here tonight.
Welcome to the Road to Rivalry series as we take a look at the past and present of Hastings College basketball with former and current coaches and players. Today's show is brought to you by Hastings College, and we'll be back after the break.
Hi, this is Mike Will, the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, reminding you that on January 12th, Hastings College will celebrate the legacy of Coach Doc Farrell in a game against longtime rival Nebraska Kearney.
As Hastings College celebrates the 50th anniversary of Doc Farrell's 1963 team, the college continues to be ranked one of the best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Find out more at hastings.edu. And welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. Tyson Avronik with you. Joining us, we have Coach Doc Farrell, longtime basketball coach at Hastings College. Was part of the 63-64 team. Doc Farrell's first team to make it to a national tournament appearance. Doc Farrell is joining us here now on the Hastings College Spotlight. Sir, it's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Now, Doc, let's bring you on the program. Let's sort of talk about, we've been highlighting a little bit about this 63-64 team. It is the 50th year for this 63-64 team. Talk a little bit about how this anniversary towards this team kind of all got started on your end.
Well, it was my second year at Hastings College. My first year, I had a pretty good nucleus there, and so we finished a year strong that first year, but didn't win the conference. And I think we finished 6-4 in the state college conference. Then my second year, why we brought in some additions or had some additions, namely Eddie Lorenzen, who's being inducted into the Hall of Fame, and Benny Crawford, who's already in the Hall of Fame, and they were the two most notable additions, and things just kind of fell together then.
And so, like, talk a little bit maybe just about those experiences, because I was talking with former coach Mike Trader a little bit on the Spotlight Show, and we kind of highlighted the 63-64 season as maybe the changing of the tide, maybe the changing of the atmosphere involving the basketball program over there at the college. Do you find that to kind of be true as well?
Oh, I think so. I credit this team. I'm really proud of this team. I kind of consider the ones that turned Hastings College back in the right direction at that time. Hastings had been struggling a little bit. I think maybe it had been about 6 or 7 or 8 years since it had a winning season. And then for this group to come in and go 23-4 and advance to the national tournament, well, I think was really a feather in their cap.
Talk maybe just a little bit about your experiences at Hastings College, you know, after that 63-64 season.
Well, of course, we followed that up again with another championship the next year and back in the tournament. And then since then, we were really blessed with some good players and really had some, you know, good teams and were fortunate to win a lot of games. And it really was a great experience. We played a very aggressive schedule, played all over the country, it seemed like. And I think it was a good experience for everyone.
And talking a little bit about kind of the similarities and the differences between back when you were coaching at Hastings College and what we have now with Coach Bill Gavers coming in to coach the Broncos through the Great Plains Athletic Conference. You know, just looking at some of the teams that you played back then in comparison to the Great Plains Athletic Conference, I mean, there was some teams that are now playing in that field of 65 in the NCAA that you Hastings College used to have to face.
Well, we played some good teams back there. Of course, when I was first at Hastings, we were the private school in the state college conference. Mm-hmm. We were then the conference with Kearney, Wayne, Shattern, Pruman, those teams. And so, of course, that was a challenge to us then. And as I said, we have played a good schedule over the years, and a goodly number of the teams that we did play are now Division One teams, and I probably the majority of them are Division Two. So we played some good teams and had some real challenges.
Now, as you're, we're getting set to celebrate this 63-64 team. The celebration kind of all culminates at the game this season against the University of Nebraska-Kearney, as you mentioned, previously known as Kearney State Colleges. Does that hold any special significance to you being held during that game in what used to be such a big rivalry for Hastings College?
Oh, I think it's more for the fans. I think the fans are the ones that really profited from that Hastings-Kearney series. It, of course, was something that everybody looked forward to and was one of the most watched series, especially in the playoff end of it, in the country, of seeing who was going to come out of that, Hastings or Kearney. So I think the fans will enjoy it. Maybe some of the older fans, it'll get some of the older fans a chance to reminisce a little bit.
Okay, once again, Doc Farrell joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS as we are at halftime here. Doc, let's maybe talk a little bit about, you know, what you've been up to, what life was like after you got through with your time at Hastings College.
Well, after I left Hastings College, I moved to Arkansas, Fayetteville, Springdale, Arkansas. Eventually got into the real estate development business, and since that, I've kind of got out of the end of, and now I've been a land purchaser, land buyer, pretty much all over the United States for a good friend that runs an apartment and golf course development business. So I've got to see a lot of the country, I guess.
Do you still have times where you kind of reminisce about Hastings College basketball and your time coaching the Broncos?
Oh, I think so. Of course, those times have been getting further and further behind. But I said I really enjoyed my years at Hastings. Hastings College was a great spot. I had great people to work for and had good friends in Hastings. And it was just a great 26 years for both me and my family.
Doc Farrell, once again, a former coach of the Hastings College Broncos, as we are highlighting the 63-64 team. It's the 50th anniversary of that 63-64 team, Doc Farrell's first team to go to a national tournament. So, Doc, congratulations on the recognition. It's well-deserved. And, again, congratulations on all of your great success that you had out at Hastings College. And we appreciate you joining us on the Spotlight this evening.
Thank you very much.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College and Mount Marty at a dogfight here this afternoon. 47-40 is the score. Hastings with a lead over the Lancers today. Tell you what, Hastings has done a good job from the three-point circle here today. Hastings has knocked down 8 three-pointers, 2 by Chanel Farmer, 2 by Cammy Breckman, and 3 from Autumn Zeenan. And the Broncos have a 7-point lead as we begin this second half of play. The Broncos will shoot to our basket to our right. Here's Breckman looking to penetrate, gives the ball away now to Abby Jackson. Jackson to the top of the key. A whistle stops play. We got a shot clock problem again. We're at the 19:45 mark of the ball game now. A shot clock violation. Not a violation, but some problems still sitting at 30 seconds. We'll have to figure out now how much time to take off the clock. 47-40 is the score. They're going to put 15 seconds, obviously, back on the clock here. And Hastings will play things in. Here's Frankie Peterson on the wing on the left side. Top of the key now goes to Jackson. Drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Abby Jackson, it's a driving layup. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have a 9-point lead now at 49-40. As Mount Marty comes back the other direction now. Lancers have the ball. Here's Gephardt. She had the hot hand in the first hand. Gets all the way to the basket. Her shot is up and in. Gephardt now with 19 points in the ball game for the Lancers. 49-42. Hastings still with a 7-point lead. Peterson has got it now to Jackson on the wing on the right side. Comes out between the circles to Breckman, now to Farmer. Bounce pass goes inside to Zweener. Out to Peterson on the wing. Fakes it from 3-point territory. Dribbles it down in the corner and hands it away to Jackson, who brings it out into 3-point territory. Now to Peterson, back down in the baseline. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. 5 seconds in the shot clock. Farmer gets the ball to Zweener. Shot is up there, rims off, no good. Battle for the rebound. It's saved by Farmer. Right into the hands of Peterson. Her shot is no good. 3 shots in the hole, and they can't convert. And the rebound comes down to Sutera. Raquel Sutera comes back the other way for Mount Marty. Driving the baseline there is going to be Wagner. Loses it out of bounds, but she has it knocked out of her hands by Farmer. So Mount Marty will play things in. 18:35 to play in the game. Hastings 49 and Mount Marty 42. Women's college basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Here's Mount Marty with the ball. Gephardt outside. Three-pointer. Wagner short. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. And Hastings ball. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 18:26. Remaining here in the second half, Hastings out on top of Mount Marty, 49-42. We've got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Farmer's got the ball, now to Jackson. Bounce pass inside. There's a shot taken by Zweener. No good. Offensive rebound. Breckman, follow shot, good. Gabby Breckman on the offensive glass. She was a savior the other night in their win over College of St. Mary's down in Omaha. 51-42. Hastings again with a 9-point lead. Driving for the hole is O'Malley. Her shot no good. Rebound Zweener. So Hastings again with a 9-point lead, looking to add to things right here. Jackson across the timeline goes over to Breckman on the wing on the left side. Breckman looking to penetrate instead, lobs it inside. That's Frankie Peterson. Her shot in the lane is up and in. Peterson scores. That's her second field goal of the ball game. Hastings now with the biggest advantage of the contest at 11 points, 53-42, 17:35 to play here in the contest. Deep in the left corner, a three-pointer put up there, no good by Wagner. Rebound comes down to Sutera. Back outside to Gephardt for three. Shot good. Cassidy Gephardt has now got, 22 points in the ball game. It's a three-pointer from the top of the key. 53-45, and now Mount Marty has gone to a zone defense here. So now Farmer has got it. Farmer sends it down in the corner. Jackson for three. Shot good. One way to get him out of the zone right there. Abby Jackson knocks down a three ball from deep in the right corner. 56-45. Hastings again with an 11-point lead. Driving to the hole is Gephardt. Dishes off to Sutera. Shot's partially deflected there by Zweener. And the ball is brought down here by Jackson. Abby Jackson down the near sideline to Cammy Breckman. Drives it to the hole. Shot good. Breckman gets the field goal. Abby Jackson gets the assist. And the Broncos now have a 13-point lead. 58-45 with 16:42 to play. They've got a timeout. Mount Marty. Lancers call a timeout. 16:41 to go in the basketball game. Hastings with their biggest lead of the contest now. It's the Broncos 58, Mount Marty 45.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 16:41 left in the ballgame. Hastings out on top by 13 points. 58-45. Hastings now applying some pressure in backcourt with Jackson. Gephardt brings it up down the right sideline. Sprints it toward the goal. Loses control of it. Picks it back up. DeCam has got it. DeCam down to Gephardt. Back outside to Sutera. Dribbles it in the lane. A little short jumper is going to be up there. No good. Rebound Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener with a rebound. Out of the pass goes to the far sideline. Bruckman has got the ball. She drives it to the hole. Her left-handed layup is no good. Rebound Peterson. Out to Jackson over here on the right side of the lane. Jackson dribbles it down on the baseline. Looking, comes to Peterson on the wing. Peterson back down in the corner to Jackson. Sends it inside to Zwiener on the low block right side. Wheels in the lane. Puts it up there left-handed. Her shot no good. Rebound comes down to Allison DeCam. DeCam has got it now to a Gephardt from Mount Marty. 58-45. Hastings with a 13-point lead. Gephardt has got the ball for Mount Marty. She drives it to the hole. Her bounce pass is deflected. It is picked up here by Zwiener and a kicking violation on the Broncos. Kicking violation on Hastings. So Mount Marty will play things in from underneath their own basket. Hastings 58, Mount Marty 45. Women's college basketball action for you today. They inbound the ball to Gephardt in the corner. They send the ball back inside. That's DeCam. She loses control of it and is picked up here by Bruckman of Hastings. Turnover number 10 on Mount Marty. Hastings comes back the other way and a traveling violation is called here. Third turnover on the Broncos. 15:40 to play. Hastings 58, Mount Marty 45. Lancers will play things in here in backcourt. And Gephardt has got the ball here as she'll bring things up against Abby Jackson of Hastings College. Starts off to the far side of the floor. Bounce pass on the high post is deflected away from Sutera. And the ball is going to be picked up on the baseline here by Farmer. Turnover number 11 on Mount Marty. Here's Jackson with the ball. Now to Breckman over here on the wing on the right side. Breckman open for three. Takes the shot. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Raquel Sutera. Now to Gephardt from Mount Marty. Gets the ball ahead to DeCam. Drive, shoots, and scores. Allison DeCam scores. That's her first field goal of the ballgame. That's only the fourth different player that has scored in this ballgame for the Lancers. 58-47. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Here's Bruckman with the ball again on the wing on the right side. Dribbles to the free throw line. Puts it up there. Misses the shot. No good. Rebound comes down here to Sutera. Raquel Sutera with a rebound. The Gephardt gets the ball down the right sideline. The Kelsey Schmidt who's back into the ballgame. The Gephardt bounce pass goes inside. Working with the ball is DeCam. Tries to put a move on Zwiener, and her shot's blocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Here comes Danae Veldkamp into the ballgame now for Mount Marty. Coming in for Hastings will be Alex Edwards. Also coming in will be Sierra Williamson. 14:41 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 58, Mount Marty 47. Lancers will inbound the ball from underneath their own basket. Wagner will get things in down in the corner. That's going to be Sutera with the ball. Sutera on the high right side, hands it away to Wagner, who lobs it back inside. Here's a shot by DeCam, is up there off the window, it's good. Allison DeCam with a couple of second-half field goals. She's got 4 points. 58-49, Hastings with a 9-point lead. Broncos have the ball, Bruckman goes out here to Alex Edwards. Now to Jackson, who's over here on the right side to Farmer. Top of the key, Bruckman. Sierra Williamson out to Farmer for three. That was way off of the mark, no good. And the rebound comes down to Mount Marty. Sutera's got the rebound. As she gets it away now to Veldkamp as she hustles into the forecourt. Veldkamp nearly travels with the ball out to a Wagner here on the near sideline. Wagner trying to penetrate, spins at the elbow, takes it down the left side of the lane, shot good. Logan Wagner scores. She's got 18 points in the ballgame, 58-51. And now we got a timeout, Hastings. Broncos call a timeout here with 13 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the second half. It's now Hastings 58 and Mount Marty 51.
Gary Michaels Clothiers is the destination for everyone on your holiday list. For men, we have casual wear from Tommy Bahama, Nike Golf, St. Croix, and Cutter & Buck. For business attire, we have suits and sport coats from Hart, Schaffner, Marks, Jack Victor, and S. Cohen. And to complete the look, dress shirts and ties. For the ladies, we have Brighton accessories and handbags, shoes, and watches, as well as clothing by Windridge, Aventura, and Sharon Young. Shop Gary Michaels Clothiers in downtown Hastings and Kearney for that perfect gift for everyone on your list.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College women's basketball team, they will be off now after today's ball game. They will not play again until December 30th. That'll be a home game against Southwestern College out of Kansas. Hastings College men's basketball team will play Mount Marty in our second ball game here today. The Broncos will be out for a few days and then will board the plane on Friday and head to Miami, Florida next weekend. Broncos playing two games in Miami, Florida next weekend. Next Saturday's game will be at 6 o'clock. They'll take on St. Thomas University. Then Sunday's game will be at 1 o'clock as they take on Florida Memorial. We'll have those games for you next weekend on 1230 KHAS. Basking in the sunshine next week. Toes in the sand. Hastings College in Miami, Florida next weekend. We'll have the action for you right here on 1230 KHAS. 58-51. Hastings here with a 7-point lead. The women's college basketball team. Alex Edwards, top of the key now to Chanel Farmer. Here's Jackson on the wing, right side to Farmer. Now to Edwards on the wing on the left side. Edwards, bounce pass down low, kicking violation. Trying to get the ball down there to Sierra Williamson, and a kicking violation is called here on Mount Marty. So Hastings still playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Abby Jackson will trigger things in for the Broncos. Jackson looking, gets it in here. Here's Bruckman, goes up with a shot, has it knocked out of her hands, picks it back up, throws it up. There's a shot, no good. Rebound comes down here to Mount Marty. Kelsey Schmidt with a rebound. Schmidt takes it up the right sideline. They get her to head now to Lambley, who's back into the ballgame. Penetrates into the lane and a traveling violation. Cheyenne Lambley is hit with a traveling violation. 12 turnovers now on the Lancers. 13-17 remaining here in the first of the second half. Hastings College out on top of Mount Marty by the score of 58-51. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Down to Chanel Farmer. Farmer puts it on the floor, dribbles to the top of the key, sends it over to Edwards. Inside to Bruckman, now to Williamson at the elbow. Right side, drives down the lane. Her shot no good. It's out for the front iron, and the rebound comes down to Schmidt. Schmidt gets it away now to Veldkamp. Out here on the near sideline to Wagner. Moves it down in the corner. Now drives the baseline, dishes off here. Right side of the lane, kicks it back out down in the corner. There's a long-range three put up there by Schmidt. That's no good. Ball is out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touch by the Lancers. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. Into the ballgame, Sutera now from Mount Marty. Also coming in will be Winkler. Also checking in will be Gephardt. Hastings 58, Mount Marty 51. Hastings looking for their 13th win of the season here this afternoon. This will be their fifth conference win if they can hold on the advantage here. 58-51 is the score. Here's Abby Jackson with the ball. Gets it away to Autumn Zenon, who hit 3 3-pointers in the first half for Hastings College. Zenon drives the ball to the basket. Her shot no good, and she draws a personal foul. Autumn Zenon, a senior out of Arlington, Texas, will go to the free throw line here. She was fouled in a play by Wagner. That's going to be the first foul on Wagner. Zenon to the free throw line for the first time this afternoon. Autumn is a 63% foul shooter in the season. She's connected on 12 out of 19 free throws. Autumn Zenon looks up there. The shot good. She can tie her season high here with a free throw. Autumn Zenon now with 12 points in the ballgame. She had 13 earlier this year in the ballgame against Northwestern. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Autumn Zenon with a good performance here today. 13 points for Zenon. Hastings out on top now by 9. It is 60-51 with 12 and a half to play here in the ballgame. Now Barney with the ball. Here's Gephardt. Gephardt drives it to the left side of the lane, stops, retreats out of here to 3-point territory. Now drives it against Jackson. Her shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Edwards. Edwards gets the ball away to Jackson. She hustles back the other way for Hastings. Back to the center of the floor and then runs into Alex Edwards. Alex picks up the ball. Edwards comes over here to Jackson. Jackson sends over to Autumn Zenon as they play catch with it out here in 3-point territory. Down in the corner, that's Alex Edwards with the ball. Lobs it inside to Williamson and a 3-second violation on Sierra Williamson. Camped out of the lane there and gets hit with a 3-second violation. Turnover number 4 on Hastings. Frankie Peterson comes in. Alex Edwards comes to the bench now for Hastings. 11:54 left here in the ballgame. Hastings 60, Mount Marty 51. Hastings applying pressure here in backcourt. Lancers will play things in. Kelsey Schmidt has got the ball. Schmidt will bring things up. Cammie Bruckman right in her grill defensively. She brings it across the 10-second line. There's a Kelsey Schmidt with the ball. Comes over here to Wagner. Wagner sends it inside. Sutera trying to put a move on Peterson. Goes up with a shot and hits it. Raquel Sutera scoring there. She's now got 9 points in the ball game, 60-53. Lancers hanging right with the Broncos, the 16th-ranked Broncos here this afternoon. Here's Bruckman, sends it back inside to Williamson in the lane. Now a traveling violation on Williamson. Turnover number 5 on Hastings. Back-to-back turnovers on the Broncos in the last two possessions. Williamson comes out. Here comes, it's going to be Laurel Zwiener. They come into the ball game. Williamson will stay in. Frankie Peterson's going to come out. So Hastings going with a tall lineup in and out at the 11:25 mark. Hastings 60, Mount Marty 53. Pressure in backcourt, turnover. Autumn Zenon's got the ball. Dribbles in the lane, dishes off here to Bruckman. Shot is up there and in. So a steal in backcourt. Zenon gets the assist. Cammie Bruckman gets the field goal. Cammie now with 21 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead, 62-53. Broncos go for the steal. Can't come up with it. Down in the corner to Wagner. Drives the baseline. Wagner, bounce pass down in the right corner. Schmidt for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound. It's lost out of bounds, and a foul is going to be called. Bruckman going for the rebound is also going to be hit with a personal foul. Cammie picks up her third. That's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos. We've had just two fouls called here in the first 9 minutes of this second half. Inbounds pass. Here's a shot from the elbow. It's going to be no good by Wagner. Ball is loose, and Bruckman picks it back up. Cammie Bruckman has got the ball for Hastings College. Gets it away now to Jackson. Jackson kicks it out to Zenon. Open for three. Takes a shot and knocks it down again. Autumn Zenon with another three-pointer. 16 points in the ball game. A brand-new season high for Autumn Zenon. 65-53. Hastings now with a 12-point lead here in the second half at the 10:30 mark. With the ball there is going to be Suteris. He drives the ball in the hole. Her shot no good. But Hastings committing a personal foul here. It's going to go on Sierra Williamson. That's going to be her second. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Down on the scorers table checking in will be Curran O'Malley. She's going to check in. Here comes Allison DeCam into the ball game now for the Lancers. 10 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the ball game. 65-53. Hastings with a 12-point lead. They play things into Sutera. Right just inside the three-point arc. Now she retreats out here beyond the circle. Out to O'Malley. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Her running one-hander is up there and in. Kieran O'Malley scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. 65-55. Hastings with the lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Jackson with it now on the wing on the right side to Bruckman. Sends it inside to Zwiener. Zwiener backs up, puts a move on, goes for the basket. Her shot good. Nice post move there by Laurel Zwiener. That's her first field goal of the ball game and her first points in this contest. 67-55. Hastings College again with a 12-point lead. Matches their biggest lead of the ball game here as the Lancers work with it offensively. Spinning as Wagner takes it to the basket. Her shot no good. Wagner falls down. No foul called. Jackson comes back the other way for Hastings. Jackson to Zenon and a traveling violation. She throws up the three-pointer, but a traveling violation is called on Autumn Zenon trying to get set for that three-pointer. Six turnovers now on Hastings here in the ball game. Broncos have a 12-point lead. 9:40 left here in the contest from the Osborne Sports Complex. Kieran O'Malley has got the ball for Mount Marty. She gets it away to Gephardt. Cassidy brings it into the offensive zone down the right sideline. Gephardt gets away now to O'Malley. Across the top goes to DeCam. There's a pass down on the baseline. It's going to be picked off. Picked off by Bruckman coming back the other way. 13 turnovers on Mount Marty. Bruckman goes for the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound Williamson. Her shot is no good. Ball still being tapped around. Zwiener grabs it. Her shot is up and in. Hastings with three shots in the hole. And Laurel Zwiener finally gets the field goal to go down. Hastings was out-rebounded in the first half, 28-18. Broncos doing a lot better job here in the second half on the boards. Hastings now with their biggest lead of the ball game at 69-55. Here's a Wagner with a ball in the paint. Dishes off to Sutera. She drives into the hole, and she can be fouling the play. Sutera is fouling the play. She'll go to the free throw line. Personal foul goes on Williamson. That's going to be her third. So going to the free throw line will be Sutera. She has got 9 points in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Tara hit 75% of her foul shots in her first 13 games this year. Her shot is up there and in. She'll get one more. Here comes Frankie Peterson in now for Hastings. Sierra Williamson will come to the bench. 8:53 remaining here in the second half. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Scheduled tip-off time will be at 4 o'clock. Next one is up there. It's going to be good by Sutera. And the score is now 69-57. Hastings now facing pressure in backcourt. They bring it into the offensive zone with a pass to Zwiener. Two-handed pass, cross court, goes to Zenin. Her shot for three, no good. Rebound comes down to Wagner. Wagner has got it down for Mount Barney. She'll bring things up against Abby Jackson. Wagner into the forecourt, lobs it on the high post. Ball poked away from DeCam, and now we got a jump ball situation. And we've got the arrow pointing in favor of Mount Barney, so the Lancers will stay right here. Mount Barney will play things in, baseline left side, underneath their own basket. Wagner will play things in, comes out to Sutera out here in three-point territory. Peterson pokes the ball away, and it's picked up here by Adam Zenin. She returns one-on-one, but won't take it to the hole. Instead goes to Bruckman. Her shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Adam Zenin had a one-on-one against Wagner and then dished it off to a trailing Cammy Bruckman, who's fouling the play. The Cam picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your third. Bruckman goes to the free throw line for Hastings. She got 21 points in the ballgame. Cammy Bruckman, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there and in. Bruckman, of course, the product out of Silver Lake High School. Keith Crow is the head coach at Silver Lake. He's got his basketball team in audience here today watching this basketball game between Hastings and Mount Marty. Cammy Bruckman putting on a pretty good show, too. 22 points for her. She can tie her season high with a free throw here, and she does. Bruckman now with 23. She scored 23 in the season-opening win over Culver Stockton. So a couple of players surpassing their season highs today. Autumn Zenin being the other one. 71-57 is the score. Hastings now with a 14-point lead again. Driving for the hole is Wagner. Wagner stops and tries to dish it away. It's lost off of the fingertips of Allison DeCam out of bounds. So a 14-point lead, and Hastings will look to add to the total right here. Again, Jimmy Van Kirk not playing today for Hastings College, if you're wondering and just tuning in. Van Kirk is out with mononucleosis. Could be out for several weeks. There's a Bruckman with the ball. Out to Zwiener. Shot is up there, no good. Long rebound. Zwiener grabs it out here in three-point territory. Zwiener sends it over to Jackson. Jackson inside the free throw circle. Bounce pass back inside. Zwiener mishandles it, but it's picked up by Peterson. Peterson gets it to Zwiener. Little 10-footer off the right baseline, no good. Rebound Bruckman. Foul shot good, and she's fouling the play. Cammy Bruckman gets the offensive board and the putback and one as she goes to the free throw line here. Personal foul goes on Allison DeCam. That's going to be her fourth. So Bruckman now with 25 points in the ball game for Hastings College. And she'll go to the free throw line to try to tack on another one. 5 out of 6 from the line so far today for the Roseland native. And she will go to the mark here for Hastings. So a new season high for Cammy Bruckman putting on a show here today. And she will step to the line another time as she fires it up there. The shot is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound Peterson. Her shot is going to be no good. Partially deflected. And the ball is brought down here by Winkler. Winkler's pass is going to be deflected. Chanel Farmer going after the ball. It's loose. It's picked up here on the near sideline. Gephardt has got it now for Mount Marty. Races it back the other way. Gephardt stops and pops. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Williamson for Hastings. Off to Cammy Bruckman. Now they get it into the hands of Peterson, who comes into the offensive zone. Peterson stops at the top of the arc, sends it over to Farmer, inside to Williamson, back out to Peterson for a three. It's off of the back iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Wagner. Wagner has the basketball stripped away by Bruckman. Bruckman gets the ball now to Farmer. Nice pass to Jackson. Shot is up there and in. Abby Jackson scoring there as Hastings forces the backcourt turnover. 14 turnovers now in Mount Marty. The Broncos have an 18-point lead, and now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout. Hastings has opened up an 18-point lead with 6:53 to play in the game. It's the Broncos 75, Mount Marty 57.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 season. 6:51 left. Here in the ball game, Hastings out on top of Mount Marty by a score of 75-57. Broncos led 47-40 at halftime. Cammy Bruckman leading the way for the Broncos so far. She's got 25 points. Bruckman had 20 on Tuesday in that win over St. Mary's, so she's had a good week. Other scores for Hastings, Autumn Zenin. She is hit for a season-high 16 points here in the ballgame. They've been doing most of the damage. Abby Jackson now in double figures. She has got 10. So the Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt with an 18-point lead. Now it's 75-57, looking for more. Yep, Hart has got the ball to the far sideline. Now to Wagner. Trots it across the 10-second line. Wagner will set things up. Dribbles with it out here. Gives it away to O'Malley. She drives it down the right side of the lane. And she puts up a shot. It's good. And she's going to be fouled in the play. That very well could have been an offensive foul as O'Malley drives it to the hole and put a shoulder into a Bronco defender there. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Hastings. O'Malley gets the field goal to go down. The personal foul is called on Holly Samuelson, who just checked back in there. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. O'Malley now with 5 points in the ball game. 75-60 is the score. Hastings now with a 15-point lead. Here's Samuelson with it now. Samuelson is calling for the steps. Getting ready to set for the field goal attempt. And out of the corner of her eye came Danae Veldkamp. And a traveling violation is called on Hastings. That's the seventh turnover on the Broncos here in the ballgame. So a 15-point lead. Still plenty of time left in the clock. We're down to 6.5 minutes to go. Wagner has got it. Wagner now to Lambley. Left side to O'Malley. She works over here. O'Malley gets it away to Wagner. Top of the circle. Trying to penetrate against Bruckman. Gives it away now to O'Malley again inside the free throw circle. Backs it on out. Now to Gephardt. Gephardt drives it down to the left side of the lane. Trying to put Bruckman in the air. We got a foul here. Is going to go on Cammie Bruckman. Cammie picks up her fourth personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. So no free throws here. It'll be the Lancers playing things in. Baseline right side. There's a play into Lambley. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds there by Sierra Williamson. End of the ball game now for Hastings. Looks like Abby Jackson's going to check in. Bruckman will come to the bench with 4 fouls. 6:05 left here in the ball game. 75-60. Mount Marty trailing by 15 here in the contest. Lancers are still looking for their first win in the conference here. Battling Hastings tough here this afternoon. Driving for the hole. A shot is up there. It's going to be good. And Wagner is fouled in the play. Wagner takes it right to the hole there. And she scores. And a personal foul is going to go on Williamson. That's going to be her fourth foul. So Sierra Williamson now with 4 fouls. Wagner to the free throw line. She's got 18 in the ball game. Here comes DeCam back into the ball game for the Lancers. Going to the free throw line here will be Logan Wagner. Her shot is up there and in, so she converts on a 3-point play. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Autumn Zenin. Autumn Zenin into the ball game now for Hastings, and Samuelson will come out. 75-63. Broncos lead by a dozen here as Mount Marty applies some pressure here in backcourt. Frankie Peterson to the far sideline. They get the ball away to Jackson. Abby Jackson down to Peterson, back into the forecourt. Abby Jackson stops at the free throw line, down to Farmer. Comes across the top to Peterson, back inside to Williamson. Shot is up there, left-handed, and scores. Williamson now with 7 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 14-point lead at 77-63. 5.5 to play. Gephardt has got the ball now to O'Malley as they work against this Bronco man-to-man. There's a feed inside, and a foul is going to be called. Trying to get it to O'Malley, and ball was poked away there by Zenin. And Autumn picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your third. So the Broncos in some foul trouble late in this ball game. Going to the free throw line will be Kern O'Malley from Mount Marty. She's got 5 points in the game. O'Malley 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, 81% for the season. So Kern O'Malley steps to the line and throws up a free throw. It's going to be up there and in. It's now 77-64. Hastings with a 13-point lead with 5:25 to play as O'Malley sets for his second free throw. It is up there. It is good. That's been net for O'Malley, and it's now 77-65. Again, a 12-point lead, and now Jackson loses the ball out of bounds. Good defensive pressure there in the backcourt by O'Malley. Jackson loses the ball out of bounds right in front of the Lancers bench. That is 8 turnovers now in Hastings College, and now the Lancers will have a chance to cut into this deficit. 77-65, Hastings with the lead. Here's Wagner with the ball. Wagner sends it down in the corner. That's going to be O'Malley. She drives it to the free throw line and now puts a move on in the lane. Nearly traveled with the ball. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Jackson now to Zenin. Zenin drives the ball all the way to the baseline. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound. Williamson grabs it. Goes up. Her shot is good, and she's fouled in the play. Sierra Williamson grabbing that ball out of there. Gets the field goal to go down, and Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Allison DeCam picks up the foul. That's number 5 on her. So DeCam is out of the ball game now at the 5:01 mark. She's going to leave with 4 points in the ball game. Sierra Williamson goes to the free throw line. Williamson has got 9 points here in the ball game today. Make it 10 as that one goes through the hole. So she's in double figures, and Hastings has got 80 on the board here today. Still with 5 minutes to go. 80-65, Broncos have the lead. Here's Sutera with the ball. Sutera looking to penetrate, throws it out here to Wagner. Wagner cuts it down the lane, spins, puts up a shot off of the board. It's good. Wagner now with 21 in the ball game for the Lancers. 80-67 is the score. Hastings trailing by, or Hastings is ahead by 13. Here's Adam Zenin, now to Jackson, top of the key. Moves it back to Zenin over here on the right sideline. Zenin back out to Jackson, top of the key. Now to Frankie Peterson on the left wing. Zenin at the top of the circle. She's going to drive the ball down the paint to the basket. She goes. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good, but it won't count. Got a foul on the way in. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Gephardt. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Mount Barney. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. It's going to be Zenin getting things in to Frankie Peterson down in the corner. Back out to Farmer. That is Zenin on the wing on the left side. She tries to drive it. Gives it up to Jackson. Out of Williamson. Top of the key to Farmer. Right side is going to be Frankie Peterson with the ball to a wide open Jackson. She won't take the shot. Out of Peterson. Peterson gives away to Autumn Zenin. She cuts it down the lane. There's a pass down in the left corner. Jackson has got the ball, and she's going to be fouled into play. If Jackson tried to drive the ball in the hole. Personal foul is going to be whistled here on O'Malley. That's going to be her second foul. Team foul number 6 on the Lancers, so still no free throws. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. The Broncos have a 13-point lead. Zenin gets it into Williamson, spins, puts up a shot at the right-hander. Her shot no good. Williamson falls down, and the rebound comes down to Sutera. Sutera to the right sideline. Gephardt has got the ball. She drives it to the basket against Zenin. Her shot is good, and she's fouling the play. Gephardt just took off like he shot out of a rocket there. She drove it right to the basket. She gets the field goal, and now she'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. She has been almost unstoppable from the free throw line. She's 11 out of 12. She'll have a shot here. Gephardt has got 24 points in the ball game for Mount Barney. She came in averaging only 6.6 points per ball game. She had a good day today. Next shot from the free throw line is up there. No good. Peterson gets the rebound. Peterson gets it away to Cammie Breckman. So Hastings has got an 11-point lead again at 80-69. They've led by as many as 18 here in the ball game here in the second half. Frankie Peterson goes inside to Zwiener. She's double-teamed. Dribbles once. Kicks her back out. Jackson has got it. Now to Peterson. Gets it back inside to Zwiener. She dribbles with it. Tries to put a move on. Throws up a shot over Sutera. It's going to be no good. Rebound Farmer. Back out to Peterson. So a second chance here for the Broncos. Here's Jackson now. She drives the ball down the left side of the lane. Loses control. Picks it back up. Now to Zwiener. Zwiener resets the offense as he dribbles back out here to the top of the key. Hands it away to Cammie Breckman. Still 15 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Jackson with the ball. Jackson comes to Farmer. Farmer now to Breckman. Sends it inside to Zwiener. Now we got contact made. Foul called. Hastings will go to the free throw line for the 1-1 now as a personal foul is whistled on Raquel Sutera. That's going to be her third. Team foul number 7 on the Lancers. Laurel Zwiener to the free throw line. She is third best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage. She has knocked down 86% of her free throws this year. As she toes the marker, her shot is up there as good. Laurel Zwiener now with 5 points in the ball game, all in the second half. She had 19 on Tuesday in that 72-71 win over St. Mary's down in Omaha. Laurel Zwiener will have one more. Eyes the bucket, throws it up there and right through the hole. Zwiener now with 6. The Hastings College lead is now 82-69 with 3 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Jackson pressuring here in backcourt. Gephardt gets into the offensive zone for the Lancers. As they will work the offense now, here's Sutera out here. Sutera comes to Wagner, top of the key. Over here on the left side to O'Malley, cuts it down the lane, going all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there and in. Karen O'Malley hits the field goal. She drives it to the hole. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. And now Mount Marty wants to call a timeout here. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the second half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 82, Mount Marty 71.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHS, the first game of two. We've got the Hastings College men coming up next against the Mount Marty. The game is coming up about 20 minutes after the conclusion of this one here today at the Osborne Sports Complex. Mount Marty now applying pressure here in backcourt. They've got an 11-point lead, 82-71. Hastings has the lead. Broncos have the ball in their offensive zone. They feed it inside. Zwiener back outside to Farmer, top of the key. Three-pointer right down through the hole. Chanel Farmer cans a three-pointer from the top of the key. She's got 11 points in the ball game, 85-71. And now we got to whistle here in backcourt. The ball is swatted out of bounds there. Jackson back into the face of Cassidy Gephardt. It'll be the Lancers playing things in again as Wagner will get things in. The Broncos now a 14-point lead again, 85-71. He's left by as many as 18 so far in the ball game. Driving the ball to the basket, O'Malley, and she can't convert, but a personal foul is called here. It's going to go on Hastings, and it's going to go on Farmer. So now picks up her third personal foul. To the free throw line for Mount Marty will be Curran O'Malley. She's got 9 points in the ball game, 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. And again, Kerry Hofstetter wants an explanation here on the near sideline, and she'll get that. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. O'Malley now with 10 points in the ball game. She'll have one more. 85-72 is the score. As Kerry continues to plead the case down here on the near sideline, the officials talking to her. In the meantime, Curran O'Malley is ready for her second free throw. It is up there. It is good. So it's now 85-73. Hastings with a 12-point lead. Broncos facing pressure. They break it easily. Here's Bruckman. She's got the ball here on the right sideline. Cammy playing with 4 personal fouls here later in the ball game. Bruckman trying to drive the ball. Now loses control of it. The scramble is on. It's picked up by Jackson, who sends it to Zwiener at the free throw line. Zwiener over here on the right side of the lane to Farmer. Out of Jackson. Frankie Peterson. High left side. Peterson. Top of the key to Zwiener. Dumps it down low to Bruckman. Grabs the ball. And shot is up and in. Bruckman scores again. The assist to Zwiener. Cammy Bruckman with 27 points in the ball game now for Hastings College. 87-73. Broncos have the lead. Driving the ball is going to be O'Malley. Her son is up there and in. Darren O'Malley scoring again for Mount Marty. She's got 13 in the ball game, 87-75. Hastings with a 12-point lead with 90 seconds to play here in this one. Abby Jackson has got it out here in three-point territory. Sends it over on the right sideline. Peterson lobs it inside to Zwiener. Now she can be fouled into play. Zwiener fouled into play there by O'Malley. That's going to be her third. That's going to send Zwiener back to the free throw line. Again, this will be the final Hastings College women's basketball game until after the Christmas break. They will play again on December the 30th at home against Southwestern College out of Kansas, a nationally ranked team. Shot from the free throw line is no good there by Zwiener. Rebound comes down here to the Lancers. Lambley got the board. Hands it away now to Gephardt as they come back the other way, streaking all the way to the basket. And shot is up and in by Cassidy Gephardt. We've got a timeout, Mount Marty. Gephardt now with 26 in the ball game for the Lancers. 1 minute and 12 seconds to play in the ball game. We got another timeout with a score. Hastings 87, Mount Marty 77.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena today. Hastings College with a lead over Mount Marty in women's college basketball. The score is 87-77. Broncos led at halftime by a score of 47-40. Cammy Bruckman is leading the way for the Broncos so far. She's got 27 points in the ball game. Autumn Zenin has come through with a season-high 16 points for her. Also in double figures is Chanel Farmer. She has got 11 points so far in the ball game. And now Sierra Williamson has got 10 for the Broncos. Abby Jackson has got 10. Cassidy Gephardt is leading the way for Mount Marty. She's got 26 points. Logan Wagner has got 21. And Karen O'Malley now with 13 points. Also in double figures for Mount Marty is Raquel Sutera. She has got 11 points, 87-77. Hastings with a 10-point lead. Mount Marty attacking here in backcourt. Peterson gets the ball to Zwiener. Now to Bruckman as she drives. Her shot up and in. Cammy Bruckman wide open. Zwiener got her the pass. Royal picks up the assist there. Breckman now with 29 in the ball game. There's a long-range jumper from the top of the key. It's going to be no good by Sutera. Ball knocked out of there and is picked up by Jackson. Abby Jackson with the ball in backcourt. Now to Frankie Peterson. Peterson gets it to Zwiener. Now to Farmer. Shot is up there good. Hastings breaking the pressure easily. Chanel Farmer scores. She's got 13 in the ball game. Hastings back to a 14-point lead. There's a long-range jumper from the right sideline. Way off the mark by O'Malley. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. 36.2 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings with a 14-point lead over Mount Marty. It is 91-77. Frankie Peterson will inbound the ball. Gets it to the 10-second line to Bruckman. Now to Zwiener. Into the forecourt. Zwiener dribbling with the ball. Gets it back out here to Abby Jackson. And Jackson is going to be fouled into play by Wagner. Wagner picks up her second personal foul. And that's going to send the former Saints to say a Hockett. Abby Jackson in the free throw line. She's got 10 points in the ball game thus far. First crack at a free throw here today. Jackson is, 68% from the free throw line this season? She has 15 out of 22. This will be a one-and-one situation. That's the ninth team foul on the Lancers here in the second half. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Jackson. 92-77. Hastings out with a 15-point lead. As Jackson will toe the mark for her second shot here. It's up there, and the shot is good. So Jackson now with 12 points, and the lead is 16 at 93-77. Gephardt down the right sideline, brings it back to the center of the floor. Positions herself right at the top of the key, who hands it away now to Wagner. Her long-range three is put up there, no good. Ball is loose. It's picked up by Bruckman, down to Farmer with 15 seconds to go. Abby Jackson down the left sideline. Abby Jackson back out to Chanel Farmer, and Hastings will just dribble out the ball. Dribble out the rest of the ball game, and Hastings is going to win this one today as we have hit zeros at the end. But Hastings is going to win this, baby. Final score of 93-77 over the Lancers of Mount Marty. So Hastings will improve to 13 wins and 2 losses on the season. Hastings is now 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Meanwhile, Mount Marty, they will drop to 6 wins and 8 losses on the year. They are now 0-7. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and the next ball game for Hastings will be on December the 30th as the team will now take a little Christmas break here for the next few days, and they'll get back at it and return here in about 9 days or so as they take on Southwestern College out of Kansas here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Again, Hastings College wins it in women's play today. Final score, Hastings 93, Mount Marty 77. Back with a recap after this.
The joy, magic, and peace of the Christmas season awaits you at Bob Sass Flowers. From decking the halls to brightening the walls and trimming the Christmas tree too. Experience what we call our oohs and ahs lower level for even more special ideas. Blessings and happiness this holiday season from all of us at Bob Sass Flowers. 2618 West 2nd in Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College picks up the win here this afternoon over Mount Marty in women's college basketball. Final score of 93-77. Hastings improves to 13-2 in the season, 5-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Mount Marty drops to 6 wins and 8 losses. They're now 0-7 in conference play. It was maybe a little tougher of a basketball game than many of the folks expected here this afternoon. Hastings College and Mount Marty, they went toe-to-toe in the first half of play. In fact, we had the score tied 7 times in the first half. We had 9 lead changes in the first half of play. Hastings eventually got out to a 47-40 halftime lead. The Broncos then stretched out the lead in the second half, got it to 13 points at 58-45. That was at the 16-minute mark in the second half before the Lancers came back to pull within 7 points at 58-51. And they could not get any closer than that as Hastings put some backcourt pressure on, forced some turnovers, got some easy buckets, and really shot the ball pretty well in the second half of play as the Broncos go on to beat the Lancers today by a score of 93-77. So Hastings led at halftime by 7. And they win by 16 as they beat the Lancers for the first time this season at 93-77. Cammy Bruckman led the way today for Hastings College. She scores 29 points in the ball game, at 15 in the first half, 14 more in the second half. And leading the way for the Lancers was Cassidy Gephardt as she scores 26 points. She had 17 in the first half and had 9 more in the second half of play. We'll take a break, come back, and check the totals in the ball game. Again, Hastings winning in women's college basketball today, 93-77. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality. You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
And Hastings College wins it here today in women's college basketball. Final score of 93-77 as we check the scoring here in the ball game. So get ready for the men's contest in just a few minutes. Cammy Breckman leads the way today for Hastings. She had 29 points in the basketball game. She was 11 out of 23 from the field today. Hit 2 out of 5 on three-pointers. Breckman finishes with 29 points as she adds 5 out of 7 from the free-throw line. The other scores for Hastings, Autumn Zenon had a season high as she scores 16 points in the ball game. Zenon, she knocks down 4 three-pointers herself. Finishes with 16 in the ball game with 11 of those coming in the first half of play. Also in double figures for Hastings with Chanel Farmer as she scores 13 points. Farmer, she had 3 three-pointers today. Abby Jackson, she comes up with 12 points in the ball game today for the Broncos. Abby had a couple of three-pointers herself. And then Sierra Williamson came off of the bench to score 10 points. She had 3 field goals, and she had 4 out of 5 from the free-throw line. The other scorers for Hastings here in the ball game, it was Laurel Zwiener scoring 6 points today. Frankie Peterson had 4, and Holly Samuelson, she had 3 points. But again, a great performance today. Cammy Breckman scoring 29 points in the basketball game today for Hastings College. Mount Marty, they were led by Cassidy Gephardt. She came up with a big day today. She scores 26 points. She had been averaging only 6 points per ball game. She hits for 26 against Hastings today. She knocks down 1 three-pointer. She was 7 out of 11 from the field today. 26 points for Cassidy Gephardt. Logan Wagner, she comes up with 21 points. She had 4 three-point field goals. The other scores, we had Karen O'Malley. She scored 13 today for Mount Marty. Raquel Sutera, she scores 11. And the other scores, we had Allison DeCam, and she scores 4 points in the ball game today for the Lancers. Final score again, Hastings College knocks off Mount Marty by a score of 93-77. We'll take another break, come back, and check the shooting numbers here in the ball game as we continue with Bronco basketball on 1230 KHIS.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge.
got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
1230 KHAS.
Yeah, the Hastings College women's basketball team victorious today over Mount Marty by a score of 93-77. We'll check the shooting numbers in the ball game here today. Mount Marty ended up shooting 39% from the floor today. They were 25 out of 63. Hastings College, 44%. They were 33 out of 75 today. On three-pointers, Mount Marty was 5 out of 18 for 27%. Hastings College, 11 out of 23 for 47%. For the free throw line, Mount Marty was 22 out of 25 for 88%. Hastings was 16 out of 21 for 76%. The Broncos ended up out-rebounding Mount Marty 41 to 39 after getting out-rebounded in the first half of play. Hastings came up with 16 offensive rebounds, 25 on defense. Mount Marty had 10 offensive rebounds and 29 on defense. Hastings turned the ball over only 8 times in the ball game today. They forced 16 on the other end. Hastings had 5 block shots and 11 steals. Mount Marty had no block shots and no steals. Again, Hastings winning by a score of 93-77. The score was tied 7 times. We had 9 lead changes in the ball game. Largest lead for Mount Marty was 5 points in the first half. Hastings College led by 21 with about 7 minutes to play in the ball game, and the Hastings going on to win today by a score of 93-77 over the Lancers of Mount Marty. We have got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHS. Hastings College getting set to take on Mount Marty. The Broncos ranked number 6 in the country. The team's going through their pregame workouts right now here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and chat with Hastings College head men's basketball coach Bill Gavers. Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features for holiday shopping 20% off selected Under Armour and all Husker gear. Plus the personal service of Steve Barinol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
We're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Flintrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here today between Hastings College and Mount Marty. Before we get to Coach Gavers, we'll talk with Kerry Hostetter here after their win here today, 93-77 over Mount Marty. He went toe-to-toe with his team in the first half of play, but played extremely well, I thought, in the second half.
Yeah, you know, the first half we struggled to get the ball where we wanted to get it. You know, we wanted to attack the paint, and I thought they did a really nice job of keeping us out of there. You know, and we didn't rebound the ball particularly well in the first half, and we fouled too much. We put them at the free throw line. I think they were 14 for 16 in the first half, and so those were things that we wanted to fix in the second half, and I thought our kids did a great job of adjusting. You know, we kept them off the line a little bit better, and we hit some threes, and we were able to score in the paint, and then we did a great job on the offensive glass. So second half was much, much better. And, you know, the first half I thought it took us a little bit while to get used to not having Jamie in there, and we needed to, you know, get shots in different places, and it just took us a little bit.
28-18, you're out-rebounded in the first half of play. You come back and out-rebounded in the second half and ended up out-rebounding this team 41-39. So it was, like we said, a much, much better job on the boards, and it was a difference, I thought, in the second half.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew that we were going to have to get some second-chance opportunities. Like I said, they weren't letting us get to the paint as much as we wanted to, and Cammie and Frankie both had some unbelievable rebounds, and Chanel Farmer came up with a couple big ones, and everybody just did a much better job of crashing. And when you do that, you know, you help with your transition defense, because when you're crashing, everybody else is kind of concerned about making sure that you don't get the board, and then it slows them down a little bit. I thought in the first half our transition defense was a little bit on our heels, and so when we started really crashing the boards in the second half, I thought that helped with our defense, especially in transition.
Cammie Brucklin, you were looking for somebody to step up with Jamie out of the ball game today with Mono, but 29 points for Brucklin in the contest, and she knocks down a couple of three-pointers. She was just all over the place today for you.
Yeah, Cammie did a great job. You know, she's playing really well, and she hasn't had to have the whole burden of scoring every game this year, which is nice for her. But she shot the ball really well today, and the thing about her is she scores in so many different ways. You know, she can post up, she can shoot the three, she drives it well. She's got good size, offensive rebounds. So she finds a lot of ways to score, and I thought she did a really nice job today.
You knocked down 11 three-pointers in the ball game today, 11 out of 23 from three-point territory. Autumn Zenin, she comes out of nowhere and hits for 16 today. You always told us all season long that she's a shooter, and this is really the first time we've been able to see her knock down a double digits today.
Yeah, well, today we moved her more to the two, and she played a little bit on the wing. And you obviously get different looks when you're playing on the wing compared to on the point. And I thought she did a really great job for us. She made some key threes in the first half when we were struggling to score, and Mount Marty went zone, and she really busted the zone by herself because she hit two or three big threes right there in a short amount of time. So Autumn can score, and today she stepped up and knocked them down when we needed her to.
Offensively, only 8 turnovers. We'll have to check back, but that might be a season low, 8 turnovers in the ball game today.
You know, the last few games we've done a way better job of taking care of the ball and making sure that we're not just, you know, throwing around lazy passes, and that's something that's really been a focus in our practices, and our kids have done a much better job of taking care of the ball.
So you go into the Christmas break now with a little momentum. That's a pretty good streak here that you're on, and now hopefully you can rekindle that when you come back. Are you at all concerned about that? When you come back, we've got off to a great start here, and now we're going to sit for about 8-9 days before we play again.
No, you know, honestly, I think there's a point in the season where you just need a break. You need to, you know, refresh your mind, and yeah, the season is mentally and physically wearing. We do a lot of pregame prep and watching film and scouting reports, and that's a lot of mental wear on kids. So sometimes, you know, a little break is refreshing, and then we can jump right back in. So I think it's a break that comes at just the right time for us.
Okay, have a good Christmas. We'll see you afterwards.
Great, thanks.
Yep, Kerry Hofstetter, the head coach for Hastings College, getting the Broncos picking up a win today, 93-67 over the Lancers out of Mount Marty, or 93-77 in the ball game today as they win their 13th ball game of the season here today. Now then, we'll take our break and come back, and we'll chat with Bill Gavers as we get ready and sneak closer to tip-off time. Hastings and Mount Marty in men's play. We've got the action coming up on 1230 KHAS.